God lives and works today, but His life can only be found in people who have time for Him. In today's meditation by Basilea Schlink, we will be hearing what happened when a school teacher made time for Jesus.
Jesus loved to love you only. I shall live for that alone. To your heart some comfort bringing, all your suffering making known. Lord, I care now for my troubles, since I've seen your pain and loss, but endeavor to console you, willingly take up my cross.
There is a love for Jesus which the Bible calls first love. This love has eyes and ears for Jesus alone. This love draws us to Him. It makes our hands quick to serve Him. It uses the most loving words to tell how wonderful He is. Yes, this love knows only one great joy, and that is Jesus Himself.
I know of a school teacher who was looking forward to some weeks of rest and recuperation after an exhausting term. She had planned a vacation in the mountains and was longing for the bracing air and the warm sunshine. She had already bought her ticket. Everything was arranged with her friends. But then she sensed, Jesus is waiting for me. He wants my time, all my time. I won't have time for all the activities and get-togethers I've planned. Because she didn't want to let her Lord wait in vain, she canceled all her plans, used the time for quiet and prayer, and gave her vacation money to the Lord. In these weeks, however, she received more strength and she returned to her work with greater joy than from any previous vacation.
This example portrays something of this love for Jesus, a love that sees only Him, lives for Him alone. If we begin truly to love Jesus, could we think of carefully measuring out our love to Him whose love toward us is beyond measure? Because Jesus loved us, His enemies, so much He paid for it with His life. There can only be one response to such a love. One must love Him in return with a lavish, extravagant love that gives all, never counting the cost.
Been listening to a program written by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please write to God Lives and Works Today, 9849 North 40th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85028-4099. God bless you.